Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about the news. What's in the news? And if you've been listening to our program, you know that I'm not very well up on the news, not as much as Stephanie is. You're a news junkie, aren't you?
I am a news junkie. If you're a news junkie, you read as much news as you can get your hands on. I love to spend my weekends catching up by reading the internet, and I'll visit websites like MSNBC.com. It has video clips from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I love politics, and so I'll usually spend a lot of time catching up on what's going on politically. One of our news stories has to do with the presidential campaign that's ongoing. We're going to be talking about that. I haven't quite decided how I feel about Barack Obama. I know he's pretty popular in the United States. I tend to vote Republican, but he seems to be a pretty good speaker. He's convinced a lot of people to support him. We also have a science story. Aren't you more up to date on science than I am?
I suppose I am. We're going to be talking about sharks in today's program. And even though sharks are kind of dangerous creatures that have those nasty teeth and, chew up dolphins.
Oh, they bite people's arms and legs off. Eee.
Occasionally, yes, indeed. So you might think that people wouldn't be too sad if sharks were to leave us. But, sharks have been around for millions of years. And they might be under the threat of extinction. Okay, so we'll talk about that, about shark populations declining dramatically, along with Barack Obama. So let's read through our lesson now in its entirety, and then we'll be back to discuss it. Here we go.
Barack Obama wins presidential nomination. After a marathon 16-month primary campaign, U.S. Senator Barack Obama claimed the Democratic presidential nomination in early June, becoming the first African-American candidate to represent a major party. It was not an easy win for Mr. Obama, as he and his opponent, Senator Hillary Clinton, traded victories while they campaigned from state to state in an effort to win the support of Democratic Party delegates. Finally, on June 3rd, Mr. Obama passed the magic number of 2,118 delegates necessary to be nominated. This victory also marked the beginning of a new battle for Obama, as he was immediately thrust into the presidential campaign. His veteran Republican rival, John McCain, is no pushover. Many expect the November vote to be extremely close.
Shark populations decline dramatically. New research has shown that certain species of shark are under threat of extinction. Of the 47 species of shark known to live in the Mediterranean Sea, 5 have declined in population by more than 96% over the past 200 years. This dramatic decline is due to overfishing. With the disappearance of large numbers of sharks around the world, populations of other sea creatures are also shifting. Overfishing of large shark species off the Atlantic coast of the U.S., for example, has led to an increase in the population of smaller shark species, which feast on commercially important shellfish.
So let's talk about politics first. Barack Obama, it says, wins presidential nomination. When you're talking about a nomination, you're talking about when someone is suggested by his group or party. They suggest them for an important office or a duty or even a prize. Here we're talking about how the Democratic Party is suggesting Barack Obama be the one to go against the Republican challenger in the presidential election. Now, to do this, of course, it takes more than just saying, hey, we want Barack Obama. He went through a very long campaign, a primary campaign, where he competed against other people. At the end, there was only two left, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, who were trying to get enough delegate votes to take the nomination. Now, it talks about this primary campaign being 16 months long. I can see why they're describing it as being a marathon, because that is a very long campaign. A marathon is usually something that a runner would participate in. It's 26 miles long, and it usually takes like, what, 2 to 4 hours for most of these really good runners?
Mm-hmm.
But if you describe something else as being a marathon, it's some sort of activity that goes on and on for a long time. You need a lot of energy and patience and even determination to finish.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And usually these party primaries and stuff are decided fairly early on. So this one was unusual because it was neck and neck between Obama and Clinton for so long there. It was 16 months long there, and it was a primary campaign. So if we talk about a campaign, we're talking about a series of events that are put on or held or organized in order to bring about some kind of result at the end. Okay, so this is a political campaign. Somebody tries to get elected into office. You can have other kinds of campaigns, like a sales campaign. A company would like to promote its product and get people to buy it. An advertising campaign, a series of advertisements about a certain product or service. Well, this is a political campaign, and it was a long one, 16 months long. And, of course, we have two candidates here. One's Obama, the other one is McCain. Well, U.S. Senator Barack Obama claimed the Democratic presidential nomination in early June of this year. Okay, so that's the Democratic Party. The other major party in the states is the Republican Party. Usually we think of the Republicans as being on the right and the Democrats on the left. That's usually how politics goes. And, well, in this case, this guy is for the Democrats. And this happened back in early June. That's when he emerged as the winner there.
Mm-hmm. It says he claimed the presidential nomination. Sometimes we use the word claim to talk about someone saying something's true, although it hasn't been proven yet. But here the definition's a little different. It's to say that something's yours. I'm going to claim this as mine. So you take it. Well, he actually had to have the delegates vote for him, but it's true that he was able to claim the presidential nomination in early June. That's when he was finally able to say, I have defeated Clinton, and now we can move on. I can just focus my attention on John McCain. So he became the first African-American candidate to represent a major party. This is huge news in the United States. If you're African-American, it's a description we use to talk about people whose ancestors came from Africa, but they themselves were born in the United States and raised there. And if you're a candidate for something, of course, you're someone who is running for something, maybe for office, something else. He's a candidate for president. So if he's a candidate, he's a possible choice. You can also be a candidate for a job. Maybe you go in and there are 5 other people who are interviewing for the same position. You're one of 5 candidates. Hopefully you'll get lucky and get the job. And hopefully Obama, at least for himself, he hopes this, he gets lucky and is voted into the White House. He becomes president. Now here we're talking about how he represents a major party, major being important. In the U.S., at least, there are 2 major parties. And a party is the political organization that represents different sorts of ideas that they think are best for the country.
Mm-hmm, indeed. So this is pretty significant here. It's the first time an African-American candidate will represent a major party. There have been African Americans who have served in politics before, but, well, none of them ever actually got the nomination for a major party or from a major party to go on and try to be the president. Well, as you might expect, it was not an easy win for Mr. Obama. It was not easy because he had a tough opponent, Senator Hillary Clinton. And, of course, your opponent, of course, is the person you are competing against in any kind of competition. In this case, it's a political competition, so they are opponents. Just like Frank Xie and Ma Ying-jeou were opponents in the presidential election here in Taiwan earlier this year. Well, here, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and they traded victories while they campaigned from state to state in an effort to win the support of all the Democratic Party delegates. That's how they decide this. They win the delegates based on how many people vote for these candidates.
That's right. When you trade victories here, it just means they each took turns winning. Sometimes Hillary would win a state support, and at other times Obama would do better. So they each had success or victories while they were campaigning in the primary campaign. So it was really tough to know who at the end would take that nomination, who would win. They went from state to state. It's true, they would actually go to one state when it was almost time for that primary campaign's vote, and they would talk to the voters, they'd debate, they'd give speeches, and then they'd move on after the election was held, and one would lose and one would win. They'd go on to the next state and try to win the support of more Democratic Party delegates. A delegate is someone who represents a group. So, say, for example, the state of Arizona. On that primary election, the whole state will get to go vote, all the Democrats at least. And whoever gets the most votes, that person will get the majority of the delegates. They're just a number of people selected from the state of Arizona to represent all of the people who vote democratically. Now, finally, on June 3rd, Mr. Obama was able to reach the magic number that was needed to be nominated as the presidential candidate. Now, that magic number is just a phrase we use to mean the number that's needed to achieve something. That was the magic number.
All right. Okay, well, of course, this victory was just the first victory. He's got another battle to worry about here. This victory marked the beginning of a new battle for Obama because he was immediately thrust into the presidential campaign. John McCain was waiting for him there. You got to beat me here, man, because I won the Republican nomination. Now it's just us two, and this town isn't big enough for the two of us. So we have his veteran Republican rival, John McCain. He's no pushover. Which means he would be very difficult to defeat. He's got experience. He knows what he's doing. It's not going to be an easy victory for Obama, not by a long shot.
When you call someone a veteran, it means they've had a lot of experience in some sort of activity. John McCain has been serving in government forever, it seems like. He's 72, and he's been a senator for many years. In fact, he's from my home state, Arizona. And so you could call him a veteran. We also use this word to describe people who served in the military and returned home. And you'll often hear it used and applied to baseball players who have been playing baseball for a long time. They're not new to the league. You call them veterans. So veteran can be a descriptive word of anyone who has a lot of experience in some activity. And it's right, he's no pushover. A pushover is someone who's really easy to defeat. You can kind of persuade them to do anything you want or influence them.
Mm-hmm.
He's no pushover. He's pretty strong. So many people who are watching this closely, the media in particular, they're expecting the November vote to be extremely close. Extremely means very, very close. I'm not so sure. I think we could be surprised. It could be a landslide as well.
For either one, we'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes glued to your internet screens there to see what happens. And now we're going to move on to talk about sharks. But before we do that, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be right back.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Daphne。第一则新闻我们谈的是美国的总统初选。标题是 Barack Obama wins presidential nomination， 也就是奥巴马赢得了总统大选的提名。那么这个总统的初选活动呢，称之为 primary campaign， 为期16个月，所以我们用 a marathon 16 month primary campaign 来形容初选活动。 United States Senator Barack Obama claimed 后面的受词是 the Democratic presidential nomination. 他宣称获得了民主党的总统提名，时间呢是 in early June, becoming the first African-American candidate. 后面的不定词片语表示目的。Becoming 在这里是一个分词构句的用法，由子句简化而来。原来的子句呢是 and he became, 他成为美国第一个非裔的美籍候选人。后面的不定词片语形容这个候选人 to represent a major party, 这里的 major party 呢就是美国的一个大党，民主党。It was not an easy win.这里的 win 是名词用法，标题当中的 win 是动词用法。对于奥巴马而言，获得提名不容易。As he and his opponent, 这里的 as 呢等于 because, 因为他跟他的对手，也就是希拉蕊 traded victories。Trade 当动词来用，意思是交换，表示先前呢是希拉蕊占优势。While they campaign, 这里的 campaign 是一个动词用法，第一句的 campaign 是一个名词用法。当他们竞选，从什么到什么呢 ？From state to state, 也就是一周一周的竞选。后面的这个介词片语表示目的，目的是 in an effort to win the support of Democratic Party delegates, 目的就是希望得到民主党党代表的支持。终于在6月3号的时候， Mr. Obama passed the magic number, 用 magic 来形容这个数字，也就是有2118位代表投票给他。而这个数字呢，后面有一个形容词片语形容 necessary to be nominated, 在获得提名上是必要的。The victory also marked the beginning of a new battle.这一项胜利同时也刻画一个新的战争的开始。对于奥巴马而言，后面的 as 呢，当连接词来用，可以用 because 来解释。Because he was immediately thrust into the presidential campaign. Be thrust into 就是被用力的推向，表示他必须要全力投入这项总统竞选。His veteran Republican rival,也就是后面提到的 John McCain, he is no pushover, 形容一个人是一个 pushover, 表示他很容易的被击败，他不是一个轻易可以击败的对手，对方呢也来势汹汹，所以 many expect the November vote to be extremely close, 也就是11月的票数呢会相当的接近。
We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more English Digest.
Okay, everybody, it's time to move on to the next part of our lesson. We're going to talk about shark populations now. We just talked aboutpoliticians there. Let's talk about sharks here. And if you talk about the population of something, you're talking about the number of that thing, how many people there are or how many animals there are. So shark populations, in other words, the numbers of sharks in different parts of the world, well, those populations have declined dramatically recently.To decline means to go down in number, and dramatically means by a lot. Very noticeable, very severe, something we should be worried about.
You can't miss it, can you? You would definitely notice something that happened dramatically. Happens in either a sudden way or a large way. You just notice it. So these shark populations are really going down.Something that's worrying people. New research has shown that certain species of sharks are under threat of extinction. Now, extinction, of course, is just to no longer exist anywhere on the planet. You're gone. So a whole species of a certain animal can go extinct. Now, if you're under the threat of something, it just means there's a possibility that something bad may happen to you. So they're under this threat. They're not safe right now, and it looks like we're going to have to focus on this problem if we're going to save these sharks.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Right on. And we've got 47 species of shark which are known to live in the Mediterranean Sea. Okay, if you know where the Mediterranean Sea is, it's a large body of water between northern Africa and southern Europe. So countries like Spain, Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt, Lebanon, Turkey, Greece, Italy, all those countries are on the Mediterranean Sea there. And in that sea there are all sorts of sharks, 47 different kinds, 47 species of sharks there. Well, 5 of those species have declined in population by more than 96% over the past 200 years. That's kind of scary. 5 of those species there sound like they're about ready to say goodbye to the world.
It's true. Well, this dramatic decline is due to overfishing. So here's our reason, our cause. Due to means because of. This is the reason for the dramatic decline. To overfish, or this idea of overfishing, it just means there are too many fishermen out there trying to catch the sharks. And so that's why their population numbers have just declined dramatically recently. Too many people want sharks. You know, we use sharks for a lot of different things. Some people even enjoy eating them.
Ooh.
Not me.
I've never tried it before.
Some people like them, yeah. Shark steak is popular.
Well, it's a living animal, and it's got meat, and people kill animals for meat all the time. So why not a shark? Right. Well, again, we've got 5 species in the Mediterranean which are threatened, and again, this dramatic decline is due to overfishing. So people in the Mediterranean Sea there, fishermen, people who take fish out of the water and sell them at fish markets, well, perhaps they're fishing too much. Of course, it's not the fishermen's fault, right? They're just meeting market demands, you know, so it's people's fault for eating these sharks. I suppose we could save those sharks if we stopped eating so much shark, but that's up to the individual. Okay, let's move on to the next paragraph here. With the disappearance of large numbers of sharks around the world, populations of other sea creatures are also shifting. Now, to shift means to change position. Okay, if you're sitting in your seats at school or at the office and you start to get a little sore from sitting in the same position for too long, you will shift your position. You'll change your position so that you're more comfortable. Well, here, this is a change in behavior of sea creatures because, you know, sharks kill lots of other animals and eat them. If there are fewer sharks to do that, then the populations of other creatures might increase because they're not dying off like they used to.
Yeah, and here's an example of that. This overfishing of large shark species off the Atlantic coast of the U.S., well, this has led to an increase in the population of smaller shark species. And these smaller sharks love to eat commercially important shellfish. If something's commercially important, we're saying it's related to business and industry, commerce. It's important to fishermen who sell these shellfish for a living. That's hard to say, selling the shellfish for a living.
Yeah, I wonder if Sally sells shellfish at the beach.
It's a tongue twister. Well, if these smaller sharks are eating up all the shellfish, then the fishermen have no shellfish to catch. So you see the problem? So it's kind of a mess because of this shifting in what the other sea creatures are doing because we're losing the large sharks.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, shellfish are any kinds of creatures that have, well, a shell, like oysters and clams and stuff like that. So I guess shellfish prices are going to go up. That's too bad for people who like shellfish. Too bad. I guess you'll have to eat something else. Okay, everybody, that wraps up our lesson. But first of all, before we finish, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
第二则新闻谈到的是 shark populations decline dramatically 这个副词修饰动词 decline New research has shown that 后面的子句作为这个新的研究的发现 Certain species of shark are under threat of extinction. Extinction 呢就指的是绝种绝迹。某些鲨鱼正面临了绝种的危机。Of the 47 species of shark, 后面有个过去分词片语形容前面这47种鲨鱼。Known to live in the Mediterranean Sea, 这些鲨鱼呢是住在地中海的。其中呢 ,5 have declined in population by more than 96% over the past 200 years.在过去的200年当中，其中有五种鲨鱼呢，它的数目减少已经超过了 96% 了。This dramatic decline is due to overfishing. 这里的 decline 是个名词用法，这个剧减主要的原因就是过度捕捞。With the disappearance of large numbers of sharks around the world, populations of other sea creatures are also shifting.一开始的 with 这个介词片语呢，可以解释成为因为全世界的鲨鱼大量的减少，导致其他的海中生物的数目呢也在改变。这里用现在进行式表示这个改变呢正在形成当中。接下来我们要举例说明 ，for example 呢放在句子的中间，举的例子就是 overfishing of large shark species has led to an increase in the population of smaller shark species。大型鲨鱼的过度捕捞造成了小型鲨鱼数量的增加。那么前面这个 shark species 后面有一个介词片语形容这些大型的鲨鱼在哪里捕捞呢？ Of the Atlantic coast of the United States， 在美国的大西洋外海。而至于这些小型鲨鱼的数量增加，那么小型鲨鱼的后面又有一个子句 which feast on commercially important shellfish， 这些小型的鲨鱼它们的主食是具有商业价值的有壳水生动物。
Well, we hope you've learned more about what's going on in the news, that you feel like you know a couple more current events. That's what we callnews that is topical and has just emerged. And we want you to keep an eye on both of these things. These are important issues, I think. We also hope you'll join us again next time for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Bye. Goodbye.